just want to speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. Speak the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just wanna pray the name of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within His presence. I pray, Jesus. Wanna talk the name of Jesus, declare the name over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within your presence. Oh, I call the name of Jesus. I just wanna call of Jesus over every heart and every mind. 'Cause I know there is peace within His words. I call the name of Jesus.
Speak Jesus.
name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Lord, your name is life. Break every stronghold. Shine through the shadows. Burn like a fire. Just wanna speak the name of Jesus over fear and all anxiety. To every soul held captives by depression, I speak Jesus, the name of Jesus. I just wanna pray the name of Jesus over every fear and all anxiety. Pray, Jesus, from the mountains, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Your name is power. Your name is healing. Your name is power, your name is healing, Lord, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows, burn like a fire. Burn like a fire, Jesus, burn like a fire, burn like a fire. Your name alone, break every chain. Break every stronghold, the name of Jesus. Burn like a fire, burn like a fire, burn like a fire. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the street, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. Jesus for my family, Jesus for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Oh, the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Speak the name of Jesus. I call the name of Jesus. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chains. 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 The name of Jesus. Break every chains. Break every chains. The name of Jesus. Break every chains. Break every chains. Break every chains. The name of Jesus. Break every chains. 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 Break every chains, break every chains. The name of Jesus. Break every chains, break every chains. The name of Jesus. Bring every
This morning we pray. I pray in accord, in one accord with your word, what you've already prayed in John chapter 17. You know, you say, you pray, Father, I pray for the ones you've given me, that the enemy will not take them away. You are praying for the disciples, but you're also praying for the ones that would come to believe. Lord, we know that we do not fight against flesh and blood. So therefore, we do not wage war. Our warfare is not with human beings. The warfare is with the principalities, the force of darkness, the force of darkness, the force of perversion, the spirit of deception, the spirit of deception, the evil spirit, the demons. So therefore, Lord God, the weapons of our warfare must not be carnal. The name of Jesus is our weapon. The blood of Jesus is our weapon. The Holy Spirit is our weapon. The Holy Spirit. Father, we come before you this morning, interceding for your church, interceding for your saints, interceding for people who you've called by your name, struggling in their faith, being trapped in the spirit of deception, being trapped in the spirit of hurt, church hurt, whatever it is, Lord. Jesus, we call out your name. I speak the name of Jesus over fear. I speak the name of Jesus over depression. I speak the name of Jesus over anxiety. I speak the name of Jesus over the lack of vision. Jesus. The name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, over every soul that's being held captives. The name of Jesus, the name of Yeshua, the blood of Jesus, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus that set the captives free. Meditating on your word, from making room for you, Jesus. We do not trust our own understanding. We do not lean on our own understanding, Lord. Lord, we don't want to hear our own voices. Oh, we make room for you, Holy Spirit. Spirit of truth, spirit of light, spirit of revelation. Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, the Spirit that's holy, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of God. Oh, how we need you, Father, today. How we need you. Lord, we come closer. We approach the throne of grace, knowing that we are in need of you, Lord. Lord, I pray this morning, right now, this afternoon, Lord, I intercede. I intercede for the saints in your church, the lukewarm Christians, people who are struggling to believe you, people who think you're not good enough. Lord, I pray for a fresh outpouring of your revelation, of your goodness to them. God of mercy, God of grace, have mercy. 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 Oh, oh. Lord, your word says you're looking for men standing in the gap. In this hour, Lord, I say, here I am, standing in the gap for your church. I say, here I am, standing in the gap for the saints. I say, here I am, standing in the gap, lifting up the banner of worship, lifting up a banner of intercession, God. Lifting up a banner of prayer. We say, God, through the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, break the chains, the name of Jesus, set the captives free. The name of Jesus alone is able to do the things only you can do. Your word says in John chapter 6, the flesh does nothing. Human effort brings nothing. It is the Holy Spirit that brings life. So Holy Spirit, I pray today that you'd bring life. Bring life, breathe life, bring life, bring life. Bring life, breathe life. Bring life, breathe life. Spirit of life, Lord, yala masote, kiala masandi, kiala babrada masete, Lord, yala masi karabambo babratai. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus that you'd open the eyes of the blind man, open the eyes of the confused one. Spirit of wisdom, open the eyes of the spiritual blind person. Those who are spiritually blind, open their eyes, the confused one. Bring revelation, spirit of revelation. Spirit of revelation. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we call out the name of Jesus in the place, in this place. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus in the streets of Virginia Beach, Jesus in Lenstown, Jesus, 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 the name that's above all other names, the name through him alone we can be saved. Jesus, our Redeemer, Jesus. Jesus, our Messiah, Jesus, Jesus. Lord, your word in John chapter 4 says, you know, when you were talking to that lady, you says, you know, if only you knew the person that's talking to you, you would ask him for the water that would quench your spiritual thirst. Lord, we know who we come to this morning. We come to the giver of life, the maker of life, the name of Jesus, Yeshua, our Messiah. Lord, today I pray that you'd give us the living water, be our daily bread. For your word says, men do not live by bread alone, but we live by every word that's from your word, from your mouth. So mighty breath of God, breathe. Mighty breath of God, breathe. Mighty breath of God, breathe. Spirit of conviction, the Holy Spirit, come and convict our heart. Spirit, we make room for you. I make room for you in this place. I make room for you in this place. Come, Holy Spirit. Spirit of fire, come consume. Spirit of revelation, come reveal Jesus. Living water. Let it flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. Living water, breath of life, just like you breathe on the disciple, Lord, today we ask that you'd breathe. Breathe on the dry and thirsty land. Breathe on the dry and thirsty heart. Breathe, 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 breathe. Oh, mighty breath of God. Breathe. Mighty breath of God. Mighty breath of God. Mighty breath of God. Mighty breath of God. Holy Spirit. Mighty breath of God. 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 Breathe, breathe on me.
Breathe,
breath of God we come consume. Holy fire of God consume. Burn away the shafts. Burn away, burn away. Breathe, mighty breath of God. Mighty breath of God, breathe. Ourselves, Lord. I pray Romans chapter 12, it says, and so, dear brothers and sisters, I plead with you to give your bodies to God. Father God, we know that you do not dwell in man-made building, but you dwell within our hearts. And today we offer these physical bodies as living sacrifice because of all you have done for us. Lord, I pray that you would allow us to honor you with these physical bodies, with our eyes, with our mouths, with what we're hearing, what we're listening, what we're watching, what we're eating, what we're drinking. We offer it to you, Jesus. We offer our bodies, Lord. We know that our physical bodies has desires that are totally opposite, in constant contradiction with your word, with your will. So Father, we pray that you'd give us grace, that these members of our bodies would be living in holy sacrifices. Let our eyes be living in holy sacrifice. Let our mouths, let our tongue, Lord, let our ears, let our eyes be living in holy sacrifices. And even right now, Lord, as we take time to pray and seek and soak in your presence, Lord, we offer our mind, we offer our bodies, the kind that you will find acceptable. This is truly the way we should worship you. You know, worship is more than singing. Praying is more than, you know, we pray and sing while we sing as well. but worship is not necessarily mean have to anything to do with music. Lord, I pray today by the power of the Holy Spirit, you would help us to identify how we are copying the behavior and the custom of this world. We have been called to be set apart. We have been called holy people. A holy nation. We are a holy nation, set apart. Even though we live in this world, but our true identity is kingdom citizens, Lord. We're not Americans, Haitian, Puerto Ricans. We are citizens of heaven. So God, once again, our rules, our principles, our culture, our constitution is the Word of God. Father, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit that you would come and transform us into a new person. Transformed us. You know, we've been learning in the past couple of weeks that living in Christ means to live a life of transformation. That we change from glory to glory. We don't look back, we don't shrink back, we don't go back to our former ways. But by the power of the Holy Spirit, we change from glory to glory. Lord, I pray for those who are struggling to change from glory to glory because of the flesh. Father, I pray for the carnal Christians. I pray for people who still love you but yet dominating by the sinful nature. It is impossible to please God without faith. And those who live by the flesh cannot please God. So Father, we crucify the flesh this morning on the cross. We deny ourselves. I pray for the remnant. I pray for a group of people, the remnant, the radical lovers of you, Lord God. They will daily crucify the flesh. Crucify the demand of the sinful nature. The cravings. Start with me, Lord. Come and transform me into a new person by changing the way I think. Oh Lord, I pray that you would reformat. Just like in computer world, when we reformat a hard drive, we totally erased it. We reformat it. Father, I pray by the power of the Holy Spirit, you would reformat our mindset. You would confirm, transform our mind to your likeness. That's right. Transformed it. So we think like your word. We see ourselves like your word says. And we would not be conformed. By the world standard. Make us into a new person. By changing the way we think. Lord, your word says in Proverbs, as a man thinks, so is he. Give us your mind, Lord. Give us your mind, Father, today. Give us your mind. Give us your mind, Father, your mind, your thoughts. Kosi parabandi la masote. Your thoughts, Holy Spirit. Because sometimes, if not all the times, most of the time, we have thoughts that are not in line with your thoughts, God. Allow us to see people not by the flesh. Allow us to see life from a kingdom perspective, from the light of your word. Even to see ourselves the way you see us, Lord. Lord, I pray that you take away the fear of men in our lives. that we would not walk in the fear of men, but you would increase by the power of the Holy Spirit, increase in our lives the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is to love what you love and to hate what you hate. We would not walk and operate and live in the fear of men, but we would fear you. God, I pray that you'd increase your fear in my life. Oh, may I forever fear you, Lord. May I forever live in a reverent fear of you, Jesus. You who judge the dead and the living, an increase of the fear of the Lord. That we would hate what you hate, and we would like what you like. We would love what you love. We would become allergic to the things of this world. We would become allergic to bitterness, to unforgiveness, to the demands of the flesh. We would become allergic to the mindset of religion, religious mindset. For he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Set us free, Lord. Set us free, Father. For when we come to think like you think, then we will learn to know your will. Teach us your will, God. Lord, we come against the spirit of perversion, the spirit of deception. You know, sometimes we are looking for your will outside of your word, when your word is very clear on many things, what your will is for our lives. In your will, there is no deception. In your will, there is no confusion. In your will, there is peace. In your will, the flesh is dead. Oh, Jesus. In your will, it's not Ricardo's agenda. In your will, it's God's agenda. In your will, sometimes the flesh kick and scream until it dies. So we want your will, God. For your will is pleasing and pleasant and perfect. Father God, I thank you. I thank you for the blood of Jesus. I thank you that we can walk in victory. I thank you we can say no to ungodliness. I thank you that we can say yes to you. I thank you for your word says it is you, in Colossians, says you work constantly in our hearts and you give us the desire. So Father, I pray for an increase in this church. I pray for an increase in the members, an increase in the desire to please you, Lord. An increase in the fear of the Lord. Father, I pray for grace. I pray that you would give Restoration Church grace. Give us grace, Lord. Give us grace. Give us grace, Lord. We have no other program. We have no other program to offer but the cross. Jesus, we have no other program. If anyone wants refreshment, your word says in Acts chapter 2, says to repent and they must turn from their sins. That's the gospel. Lord, I come against the consumer mindset in this church. Pastor Jesus, come and minister to your people here. our good shepherd, Jesus Christ. Holy Spirit, oh, make the name of Jesus Christ known in this place. Make him known. For when the name of Christ is lifted up, you draw every heart. You draw every heart to yourself, Lord. There's no man that can save us. There's no program. There's no service that can satisfy us. There's no one that can minister to our flesh, our spirit, and our souls but the name of Jesus. That's why today, Father, we speak. We pray the name of Jesus in everything that's done here. The name of Jesus. It's power.